Outcome 4.3 is a long one, so we will do it in four parts. Recount at least seven stories in the Bible where God used children. Whenever I preach a sermon about children anywhere in the world, I begin by asking the congregation to tell me any verse they can think of in the Bible about children. They don't need to give me the reference or the exact words, but simply what the verse is all about. The greatest number I've ever heard from an audience is 14. Then I ask them to guess how many verses there are in the Bible that mention children, directly or indirectly, and they are shocked when I tell them that there are about 1,500. In this outcome, we will explore some of the many stories about children, and in the next, we will examine how the church needs to respond and change. Let's begin in the Old Testament. Samuel. You remember from 1 Samuel 1 and 2 that Hannah was barren and prayed that if God would help her to fall pregnant with a son, she would give him to the Lord all the days of his life. That's in 1 Samuel 1 verse 11. God honored her prayer, and from when he was a little boy, she left him at the temple to minister for God under the priest Eli, whose sons were behaving very badly, 1 Samuel 2:12. But in contrast, 2:18 says, Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy clothed with a linen ephod. In 1 Samuel 2:26, we find a most unusually recognizable verse, except the one we know is elsewhere. Now the young man Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and also with man. We know this verse from Luke 2:52, where it says, And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Both set out the keys for us of biblical holism, namely the physical, mental, social, and spiritual. Now, to prepare us for what is to follow, the author tells us very deliberately in 1 Samuel 3:1 that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. So this was a very spiritually dry period. Is it not significant that God did not give the word to a priest? After all, he was the spiritual leader. But no, he gave it to a little boy. Surely that should challenge a whole lot of our presuppositions. When God called Samuel one night, he thought it was Eli and went to him to find out what he wanted. After this happened twice more, Eli realized that it must be God himself calling Samuel, and so he told him what to say. Now, is it not striking that we are not told in the text what happened to Eli at this point? I bet he spent the rest of the night asking some very searching questions. I wonder why God is speaking to the little Samuel instead of me. Why, he's only a boy. After all, I am the priest. It should be me. Then comes a very key verse, 1 Samuel 3:10. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant hears. Notice that God did not send an angel or a messenger. He came personally. Now, if you had not read the story, what sort of message would you think God would deliver to a child? Yes, you can be forgiven for saying a very simple, easy to understand, easy to convey message. But then again, should we be forgiven for limiting both God and children by saying that? Just listen to what God told Samuel to tell Eli in 1 Samuel 3:11 to 14. Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel, at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. And I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever, for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. That is a very difficult and complicated message, firstly to remember and then to convey several hours later. But God entrusted it to a child. And we see a few verses later that he conveyed it very accurately. From this moment, Samuel's life was totally transformed, and he would remain faithful to God for the rest of his days, a powerful leader in Israel who will always be remembered for his forthright proclamation of God's message. 1 Samuel 3:19 says, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground." And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. We should never conclude that God cannot use children to accomplish his purposes. Next week, we will do part 2.